It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into our story shortly, but first, here's an offer from Fibber and Molly.
Say, Molly, here's something every home ought to have. It's called a Selecto-Ray Protecto Alarm. The hardware store is selling them for only $139.50.
Oh, no, you don't, McGee.
Hmm?
When it comes to protection, you know there's nothing like those Prudential sickness and accident plans of ours.
Yeah, you bet your life there isn't. The Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day against just about every kind of accident and all types of illnesses and diseases. And this plan can pay you a steady monthly income for as long as 10 years in case of illness, and for possibly the rest of your life in case of accident.
You know, once you take out Prudential's income protection plan, not a soul can cancel it, except, of course, yourself.
Yeah, and it's guaranteed renewable, too, just like it says in the contract. You can also get a hospital and surgical expense plan to help pay off those costly medical bills.
And friends, Prudential has prepared a little booklet telling you all about these wonderful sickness and accident plans. And for your free copy of this new Prudential booklet, write your name and address on a postcard along with the words sickness and accident and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
The Wistful Vista Public Library will move shortly into a brand new building, and the library committee is now in session to discuss the matter of moving. Among the committee members are Mr. and Mrs. McGee. And the meeting sounds like this.
Well, of course, I just don't believe it. Now, Florida, please. Quiet, please. We're in the library. Shh. Oh, thank you, Mr. Wimple. Now, who had the floor when this riot broke out?
My husband did, Mrs. Whitney. Go ahead, McGee.
But stick to the subject.
You have the floor, Mr. McGee.
Well, as I was saying, that what this library needs is more good books, more of the real old classics, like the Rover Boys in a Turkish Harem, and Tom Swift and his revolving brother-in-law, and...
Oh, McGee, you're out of order.
Are you speaking as a doctor, or as a parliamentarian?
I'm speaking as a human being.
And you're not only out of order, but you're out of character, too. Any resemblance...
Oh, now, McGee, don't start
well,
that.
Look, McGee, this meeting was not called to listen to you gab about how to improve the library. We're here to talk about how to move the library.
That is correct, Doctor. And as librarian, I am vitally interested in how we are going to afford...
If you please, Miss Stackhouse. You heard Mrs. Whitney say I got the floor. Is that right, charlady?
The term is chairlady, Mr. McGee. You may proceed.
Proceed, Mr. McGee. You have the floor.
Thank you. Now I shall read you my complete plans for the gala open house at New Library after moving. First, the playing of the national anthem by the Central High School Band.
But, Mr. McGee...
Accompanied by singers from the Elks, the Chamber of Commerce, the Short Sport Barbershop Quartet, and the Junior College Glee Club, and the Letter Carriers Boogie Bop and Pop Club. That'll be a mixed chorus.
How mixed can you get?
I am trying to point out that we have no budget for any such festivities at all. The cost of moving...
Just a minute. Madam Charlady, have I got the floor?
It's Chairlady McGee.
Yeah. Chair lady.
You may proceed, Mr. McGee. Briefly, please.
Mrs. Whitney, for 20 years, Miss Stackhouse has been shushing me and clucking at me and shutting me up every time I open my puss outside there in the reading room.
Get to the point.
That's how I learned to yawn with my mouth shut. And that's how I mastered the silent sneeze.
Oh, I'd like to learn that.
Please, Mr. McGee, will you get to the point?
The point is, when I'm on a committee, I commit.
You're committing a nuisance in here. So why don't you just sit down and let somebody else talk?
You know, he's got a point, dearie.
I was put on this committee.
Mr. McGee, I'm afraid you don't quite grasp the situation. Our library budget will not allow us any money for any sort of festivities. Miss Stackhouse, will you read the figures on the cost of moving?
Gladly, Mrs. Whitney. The actual moving of everything we are taking with us was bid on by several firms. The Von Van Van and Storage Company bid $980.
Hey, I know the president of that outfit. Van Von Van, of the Von Van Van of Storage. Maybe he'll give me a rate.
Mr. Von Van is in Florida with a load.
Yeah, that's old Van, all right. He's always bringing home a load.
McGee, hush, listen.
The Rock Bottom Moving Company of Rock Bottom, Illinois, has submitted a bid of $500 for moving the books alone. And
wait a minute, $500 just for moving the books? Well, that's robbery.
Do you know how many books there are in this library, Noisy?
No, do you?
Almost 50,000 books.
I asked Doc.
I feel that $500 is not unreasonable, but we certainly do not have any money for parties.
Why, that's just ridiculous. $500? Why, I bet I can get them books moved for $200. Yeah, for $100 even. Then we can have a big open house with plenty of sandwiches and stuff, and maybe even bring in a movie star from Hollywood to throw out the first loud talker.
Please, Mr. McGee, I think we'd better get on to some practical discussion here.
Mrs. Whitney, if I get every book in this joint moved over to the new building for $100, can we spend what we save on a real smasheroo grand opening?
Mr. McGee, if you can have our books moved for $100, I will personally see that your picture in a gilt frame is hung in the new library.
Thank you, Madam Charlady. Now, if you'll excuse me, I request permission to leave the room for a few hours.
Leave? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, I'll see you all back here at 3 o'clock. Come on, Molly, let's go.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Have you discovered Dial shampoo? It's the new shampoo that does something exciting to your hair. Listen.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Yes, your hair will have that diamond sparkle look the very first time you use Dial shampoo. This new shampoo is specially made to give your hair a priceless sheen, an extra brightness. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather. It's a creamy, rich lather, gentle but thorough. And it leaves your hair soft and easy to manage. Buy Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Chauffeuring you around town like this, McGee, but I wish you'd tell me what you're doing.
Ah, you'll see, Tootsie, you'll see.
Oh, I love a mystery. Come on, tell me.
Oh, I'm just making arrangements to get all the books moved from the old library to the new library, that's all.
For $100?
Yep.
Oh, you'll never do it.
Ah, yes, I will.
Is that what you were doing in the newspaper office, running an ad? Wanted. Somebody to move 50,000 books for $100?
No, siree. I was just giving the Gazette a story, that's all. Front page story. You'll read it. Paper will be out in another 10 minutes or so.
Oh, you can be so exasperating.
Well, I'd tell you, Molly, but I want to surprise you. Oh, hey, turn right here, will you?
Yes, Chief.
Might as well go on back to the library now. I got a few things to do before the committee meeting at 3 o'clock. I want to see if the guys from the paint shop put the banner up okay.
Banner?
Yeah, across the door of the library. Then I got to stroll around among the bookshelves and fix up a book here and there. Oh, this is going to be the greatest idea I ever had in my life, kiddo.
Well, that's a modest claim, I'll say that. Most of your ideas are... Look ahead. Is that your banner? Some kind of a big sign clear across the front of the building?
Yep, that's it. That's it.
Help your library move. Take as many books as you can carry over to the new building and then come back for more. You'll be glad you did. Oh, no. Is this your great idea?
That's it.
Oh, McGee, you don't think the public, just the plain old general public, is going to rush over here to carry our books over for us. Oh, how naive can you be?
Aha, you'll see, my dear, you'll see. Well, I got to trot inside now and run my hands over a few of the books on the shelves, make a few passes over them.
You want me to come and...
Oh, no, you stay out in front here till the afternoon paper hits the street and then bring me a copy of it, will you? Don't worry, kiddo. We're in. Boy, oh boy, what a brainstorm.
I suppose we might as well start the meeting without Mr. McGee, Doctor.
What can we lose?
Did you two gentlemen see that ridiculous banner across the front of the building out there?
Yeah.
I thought it was quite attractive myself, and a sweet thought. Help your library move, it said. gentle, sort of pleading.
Yeah, but not worth a hoot so far as getting anything done, Wallace. Nobody's going to walk in here and ask to help move
Hey,
the...
Doc. Hey, Wimp. Madam Charlady.
Huh? Charlady.
Yeah, come on out here, quick. I need some help.
What's the matter
now,
out there? Oh, for heaven's sakes. I never saw anything like that. Good heavens, look at the mob. What on earth?
McGee did it. Oh. Yeah, McGee did it. His sign. Everybody's yelling for books to carry over for us.
But
all right, folks, all right. Now, don't panic. There's plenty of books to go around. Now, take as many as you can carry and hurry back.
I got 12 here. I'll come right
back. Just give your name and how many books to Miss Stackhouse there. That's it.
Well, my name's Murray, miss. 12 books.
Now, don't forget. Take them right to the new building, and they'll give you a receipt for them. You can't come back for more till you deliver these and get a receipt.
Well, of all the crazy... McGee, what makes you think they'll come back at all? How do you know they won't steal these books?
Read him the newspaper story, Molly. Read it to him.
Oh, I'm dying to. It's in the Gazette, Doctor.
Yeah.
And it says, mysterious philanthropist hides money in library books.
What's that?
It says, a representative of the library committee today told the Gazette that a wealthy eccentric has been visiting the library lately and slipping $5 and $10 bills into books for lucky readers to find. The library is moving to new quarters today, and it is expected considerable money will be found.
Hey, Virgil, them books I just took down there. Look what I found in one of them. $10. I'll take some more, lady.
You can't open the books here, bud. Take them down to the new building, and then you can look through them. That's it. Carry all your life.
I'll be a monkey.
Oh, Mrs. McGee, you have the cleverest husband.
Well, that's what I keep telling everybody.
Say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Did you know the right breakfast for your children should have 5 parts? Did you know the color of a vegetable is mighty important to your children's diet? Did you know there is an approved way to introduce new foods into your child's diet? No mother should miss Dr. Benjamin Spock's important article, Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care Cookbook, written with nutritionist Miriam Loewenberg. It's in the March Woman's Home Companion. 10 pages of recipes, the 7 basic rules of menu planning that'll make even those fussy eaters eat well. And in the same exciting issue, read the dramatic article on one of today's most hotly debated questions. What's the truth about children born through modern scientific methods? Are they our most loved children? Get your copy of Woman's Home Companion today. So many timely, helpful articles to make your life easier. So much intriguing fiction to entertain you. You just can't afford to miss Woman's Home Companion.
When I finally convinced old man McDonald at the bank, he gave me the 100 and new $5 and $10 bills out of the library account.
Wonderful.
Then I merely stuck the dough into the books all around the joint, with my eyes shut, of course, so even I wouldn't know where it was. there's a lot of tickle-to-death people this afternoon.
You saved the library about $400. Oh, I'm just so proud of you.
Yep. Oh, incidentally, they had one of my favorite books down there, so I brought it home to read tonight, and... Oh, well, look what fell out of it.
$10.
Yeah, imagine that. Well, how's about going out for dinner?
Delighted. You've earned it.
You said it. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Gail Bonney played Mrs. Whitney and Jean Vanderpile, the librarian. Next Sunday night, a peddler tries to pull a fast one on McGee. Does he get away with it? This is John Wald advising you to tune in and see.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.